Tefillah for Life, Shir 224, Wednesday, Parshiyas Behar B'chukaisai. After we acknowledge how we are coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the schus that we have to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we explained, then we say Kriya Shema. And Kriya Shema is really a fundamental part of Tefillah in general, which is the reason why we say Kriya Shema later, right before Shemoneh Esrei. Because the purpose of Kriya Shema is to help us realize that there's nobody else that can help us, which is imperative when you approach tefillah. The reason why people struggle with tefillah is because they think somebody else that I know didn't daven as well as I'm davening, and he's matzliach, he has his health, he has his family, he has his money. So what am I gaining exactly with tefillah? And it's a very good question, and that's why many people struggle with tefillah. But the basis on which tefillah is built is the concept of Kriya Shema. That Kriya Shema teaches us that there's nothing else. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only force in our life, the only force in the world. Like we'll Amirtz Hashem elaborate on more when we discuss the main Kriya Shema that we say. But this Kriya Shema is supposed to be the introduction to Psukei D'Zimra. Because when you want to daven properly and you want to praise Hashem and you want to acknowledge that He is the source of everything that you have to realize Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. You have to realize that there's no one else that you can rely on, no one else that you can turn to. And that's what we are saying over here. Before we begin Karbanis, before we begin praising Hashem, we have to understand that if we're not going to turn to Hashem, we have no one else to turn to. Yes, there are people that get things without tefillah. But that's not because they're not getting it from Hashem, chas v'shalom. Rather, it's because they are eating up their schusim. Because when you don't daven, and the Rabbeinu Shalom gives you anyway, he is taking from your bank account. He is taking from the mitzvahs that you have done. But a person that davens, then he earns his keep. Because he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what he needs, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it to him, and it doesn't cost him anything. But the first thing we have to realize is that the Rabbeinu Shalom is the only source. And that's what we're saying over here. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Aleikenu, Hashem Echad, there's no one else to turn to. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore we continue and we say, Atahu Ad Shaloi Nivra Ha'olam, the Rabbeinu Shalom was here before the world was created. Atahu Mishanivra Ha'olam, you're here from when the world was created. Nothing changes, you were always here, you will always be here. Atahu Ba'olam Hazeh, V'atahu Lo'olam Haba. You're in this world, you're in Olam Haba. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is all encompassing. That is the concept that we are introducing with Shema Yisrael. Don't think you can rely your turn to anybody else. It's Atahu Mishenivra HaOlam. It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu.